I'm not a Muslim. I've extensively researched different perspectives. I've delved into books about atheism. Currently, I lean towards spiritual Satanism.
I believe in a higher power. I don't hold any other beliefs.
At first, I started to reject the Hadiths. It didn't happen overnight. I abandoned Sunniism and began to call myself a Quranic Muslim. However, after reading the Quran, I started perceiving Islam as a man-made religion and ultimately abandoned it.
If we provide evidence, would you consider changing your viewpoint?
Depends on the evidence you present.
I don't think I'll change my mind about this.
Even if I prove it beyond doubt, 100%.
I don't think you can prove it 100%.
If I prove it, will you change your mind?
I will, but I don't think you can prove it.
So what is currently preventing you from embracing Islam?
Brother, there's nothing specific.
What do you believe in? What is your current belief system?
Belief? Well, I do believe in the existence of a higher power. I don't believe in anything or anyone else.
I don't have a concrete set of beliefs at the moment. I'm on a gradual journey of self-discovery, seeking answers through research, so to speak.
I don't identify myself as a Muslim, nor do I consider myself a deist. My faith in the existence of God is somewhat limited. At present, I feel a stronger connection to spiritual Satanism.
Does religion truly exist? Maybe. My perspective is somewhat agnostic and apathetic. Whether it exists or not, it doesn't significantly influence my life.
At first, I started to reject the Hadiths, and this process unfolded gradually. I abandoned Sunniism and began calling myself a Quranic Muslim. However, after reading the Quran, I began to view Islam as a man-made belief system, leading me to abandon religion.
I've read numerous books about atheism, done extensive research that's inclined me towards it. Nevertheless, I strongly oppose dogma. I think atheism is dogmatic in its nature, although many prominent atheists argue against this perception. As for deism, I find it narrow-minded. They say there is a god, nothing else, without further exploration. I don't believe those who seek a path would categorize themselves as deists. I mentioned my belief in the existence of God. When it comes to spiritual Satanism, well, if the revelations and books associated with it are true, then we know God seems to hold flawed ideas. That's my perspective.
You know, there might not necessarily be a creator, but there is certainly something powerful beyond our understanding. There has to be someone or some sort of power that decides, creates, or controls this order.
It could be energy, power, or God. Let's call it Allah. It doesn't matter.
Can we assume that you're in favor of deism?
I don't like putting a label on it. I don't think I'm a deist, atheist, or Muslim. I don't know. Maybe all these religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism are true. If this is deism, then I guess I'm a deist.
I can say so for myself.
Well, after I offer you proof, would you change your mind about the existence of a creator?
That's all the proof you offer.
I need to think about it. It's not a simple matter.
I can prove the existence of a creator with just two words. It will be crystal clear and irrefutable.
Then prove it.
The actor is capable. If there is an act, whoever the actor is must be capable and have the capacity to do it. Otherwise, they can't. Let's take the example of the Selimiyah Mosque and try to find out who built it. We have four options. The first option is that Selimiyah Mosque was built by a group of blind, deaf, and insane people who gathered together and agreed to build it. Option 2. The bricks of the Selimiyah Mosque came to a mutual understanding, saying, "Gentlemen, what are we waiting for? Let's build a mosque." They agreed and built the mosque on their own. Option 3. This mosque must have had a notebook or project file containing the construction details. I can say the notebook or file must have guided this mosque. Option 4. There was an architect using his mind, reason, and talent to build it. Which option would you choose?
Fourth one, of course.
I mean the architect.
I choose Mimar Sinan.
Exactly. Just like this example, every human being is a far greater construction and orderly system than the Selimiyah Mosque. Human beings consist of approximately 100 trillion cells on average, and every second, 50 million cells are renewed. According to Professor Michael Denton, every cell is like a city. How many cities do we have? We have 100 trillion cells. We're not like a mosque that was built once and left alone. We are a work that is rebuilt over and over, and 10,000 red blood cells are recreated every second. When considering such incredible work, there are four options. One, the creation of human beings are blind, deaf, and insane causes of the universe, such as wind, natural phenomena, or lightning. I can say these causes are behind it, but it is against reason. Why? The blind, deaf, and insane causes can't agree by themselves to create a human being, let alone a fragment of a structure. Option 2. The atoms composing this human being gathered together and reached an agreement saying, "Let's create a human." They did, so I can affirm they created humans. However, this goes against reason, as it raises questions about who will rule and who will be ruled, who will give orders and who will follow them. Given this inherent dilemma, I conclude it can't be the atoms that created humans. Option 3. As I mentioned, the mosque's project notebook can't build the mosque. Likewise, I can say certainly DNA, which serves as the project book of a human, cannot design the human. DNA functions as a blueprint, not the author itself. Option 4. In the same way that I accepted the existence of an architect for the mosque, I would argue, undoubtedly, there is an architect for humanity. There is someone with the will and capability, someone with talent and life, an architect. In the role of an architect, he also designed man. Now, let me pose this question to you. Just as we acknowledge the presence of an architect for the mosque, is it not reasonable to accept that there's an architect, the fourth option for human beings, who are far more complex
certainly
than a mosque?
Certainly is reasonable. I already said that I'm leaning toward belief. I don't declare there's no God. I can certainly affirm the existence of one. I can't predict the extent of peace of mind I would experience, though.
I don't know much about biology, so I can't provide a definitive answer to this question.
Understanding biology is not necessary. Just like the analogy of the mosque, 3 out of 4 options are not valid, and that conclusion doesn't require expertise in biology.
I hesitate to express a strong opinion without conducting my own research.
May I present another example? Can you give me what you don't have?
I can't give you what I don't have.
For instance, if I were to ask for $1 million, could you give it to me?
I can't.
Correct, you can't. Why? Because you don't have it either. Can you depict a rainbow with a pencil?
Well, no, I can't.
Correct again. Why? Because the necessary colors are not present. However, when I observe atoms which cannot see, they construct an eye capable of vision. Atoms without hearing form an ear capable of hearing. Atoms without emotions create a body capable of experiencing feelings. While these atoms lack love, they form a body capable of love. Atoms without compassion shape a person who feels compassion. Therefore, I question, if you can't give what you lack, how can I explain this phenomenon? If I disregard the existence of a being who sees, hears, possesses life, and grants me these feelings, how can I rationalize these occurrences?
As I said, I don't know much about biology. I only have superficial information about their formation. Hence, I can't provide a precise response.
Nonetheless, you can't refute my deductions or offer counterarguments.
Indeed, I must admit my inability to counter your points.
Maybe if I told you about Islam, it would be easier for you to accept it.
Well, then we can talk about it for a little while.
Can I resolve a problem that would lead you to reconsider Islam?
I read the Quran and believe my stance on this matter will not change.
Even if I were to provide 100% proof?
I don't think you can prove it 100%.
So if I can prove it, would you change your mind?
I mean, if you prove it, I'll change, but I don't think you can.
So if I can prove it, you say you'll change your mind. Well, let me give you an example. There's Surah Ar-Rum in the Quran. The first 4 verses of Surah Ar-Rum read, Alif Lam Mim. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. And so on. Here it describes the war between the Romans and the Persians. And what happened after this war? The Romans were defeated. A verse was revealed stating, the Romans are defeated. But what's even more interesting is the continuation of the verse. After their defeat, they will be victorious in a very short time. في بضع سنين, this means in a short time. It is explained that this short time is between 3 and 9 years. In other words, the Holy Quran claims to provide future news. But what's fascinating is that this information was revealed when the Romans were devastated by the defeat. They were on the verge of abandoning their most sacred values. They were even willing to give up significant matters in their churches. And do you know what happened next? The Romans emerged victorious 9 years later, just as the Quran had described. It is as if it says, a human being could not have written this work. Allah, the Creator, revealed it to you. With just one verse, we can conclude that Islam is the true religion.
Thank you for enlightening me with this information. I'll look into what you've told me. There were some things I wasn't aware of. I will continue to ponder and form my own opinion. I can tell you this much. Personally, I think the same way. There's not much difference. I'm not claiming to be outside of Islam or to have a specific stance. If there's a creator, I would like to believe in it. I think it's the right thing to do.
So what's holding you back from believing in Islam now?
Brother, there's nothing holding me
back. Then why don't you say it?
I don't feel the need to say it immediately because I value hearing different opinions and analyzing them all to form my own view. So I don't think it's necessary to say immediately, I am a Muslim and wholeheartedly believe in the Quran. Or it is this or that. No need to say it out loud. God knows what I think. Allah knows what I think. And that's the kind of person I'll be.
And you, what about you? What prevents you from believing in Islam?
It's a matter of preference.
Preference, you say?
Absolutely.
What we noticed about you is that the people who try to guide us toward Islam are never like you. You know, the interview we're having right now might be more helpful if we did it again in 10 or 15 years, just to see how our thoughts will change, because we don't know. In my life, I've probably never said, I'll be like this or I'll be like that. I can't recall saying that. I started searching for answers at a young age. I was in 6th grade, around 12 years old, and as a child, I thought, I can't find it. I'm an atheist. Then I went through situations where I thought, there's no way, there's no way there's a God. And then something else happened, and I said, I felt doubtful. But as long as people like you continue to enlighten us as we continue our search, we're constantly getting closer and forming our own ideas as we continue our search.
Dude, I'm really glad to hear that.
Likewise.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We saw that 80% of our audience, including this video, are not subscribed to our channel. As you know, we are a non-profit organization and advertisements are disabled on our videos. So the only reason we are asking for this is to spread the truth. It may seem like a small act, but inshallah, it may be a means of guidance for many people. Now let's click the subscribe button and let's together walk towards eternity.